Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Support for the Bubba Army Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming. Their fourth-generation performance package absolutely changed the grooming game, along with their refined body wash to round out your hygiene routine. Join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for their shower time routine by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba. Have you smelled Manscaped's refined body wash, fellas? The ladies love their signature scent. You and your boys will be so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the ultimate body wash. Keep the grooming game going with the Performance Package 4.0, and inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker and nose trimmer, crop preserver and ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the weed whacker to chop your worst weeds up the top of your nose and ears. Nothing's worse than that nose hair. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Keep your balls trimmed, fresh, and clean with Manscaped. Let me take over. I'm eating.
Welcome to the Bubba the Love Sponge Show. We are live on YouTube and Facebook.com. Everything at the Bubba Army.
That's a pretty smooth transition.
Bubba Love Sponge is here today. He's just currently
eating
some delightful
chicken. Second animal of the day.
Eating. Anna.
Yeah.
This show's not going to be very long because I got to go to the doctor, but we do have a couple things to get into.
Yeah.
So I went out back and pulled my, I keep my truck out back.
Yeah.
In the big red lean-to. Keep the sun off the vehicle.
Yeah.
And, our 2019 F-150, a slightly dinged up Lariat.
Still looks good as fuck.
Four-door crew cab. Still, it's probably worth $35,000-$40,000.
Sure.
Especially nowadays.
Even with a few dings in the tailgate, courtesy of Tyler and myself and the Crick and maybe somebody else. So, I pulled it out back. I parked it. I backed it in because, you know, I don't want you to have to back up a truck. So you have to literally, the keys are in it. You just get in there, adjust the seat for your little ass.
Thank you.
Because it's in gorilla position now.
Right.
Put your seatbelt on, put the foot on the brake, hit the start button, boom.
Wonderful.
Then when you get to where you're going, put it in park, get out, take the remote control key fob, hit lock. You're situated.
Thank you so much.
But in doing that, Lummy is outside. And Lummy and I really have a neat dynamic privately. Like, I love the absolute shit out of him.
Oh, thank you.
Like, you're fucking salt of the earth, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
And you know who else I like? And I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know at first if I'd like her.
Me?
But... Yes, Hannah, that's true. That would be true. I knew I would like you. I just didn't know if you'd ever fit in. But goddamn, you're fitting in.
Oh, that makes my heart so.
But, Lummy, you know who I really, 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 really like?
Who?
Your wife.
Oh, thank you.
And I don't mean that like, I mean, I would blast her, but like, I don't mean that like in a blaster type way. But, like, she's such a great mom, and she's such a good person, and she's fucking funny, and she deals with you.
Yep.
Yeah, could you imagine?
She's amazing.
She's raising two children, maybe three.
And a dog.
And a dog. And keeping a job.
Yep.
Making more money than Lummy.
A lot more.
Let's be honest, Aunt Lummy, this doesn't pay a lot.
No, she does, though. She gets...
She's fucking loaded.
Yep.
Are you reverse gold digging, Lum?
I am at this point reverse gold digging. Yes, that is correct.
Lummy's a gold digger.
Oh,
I'm the housewife.
But I will tell you right now, my mom is fucking in love with Wilbur, and she's like, I just want to hold him. I'm like, Mom, let me know one of these days, you know, and swing by the studio, and I'll make sure, because she just wants to hold him.
Don't they live, like, fairly close to each other?
Yeah. Actually, if I give you my mom's address, will you and Ashley bring Wilbur by?
Yeah, of course.
No, for real.
Like,
my mom wants to munty on him so bad.
Oh, no problem.
What does that mean?
Just hold him and just...
Oh, dote after on him.
Yeah. It's called muntian.
Make sure you wipe your feet off on the upside down pineapple mat they got.
Is it upside down? Uh-oh.
No.
The chili pepper.
They don't. My mom and dad aren't swingers.
That's why they want you, to come over, Lummi.
They're nudists.
No, my mom's no.
Yep.
But she's like, Voitness, what? I fuff little Wilbur. I go, well, his name's Walker. She goes, I fuff little Walker.
What would you do, Lummi, if you went over there and both Jane and Jeff were nude, and they just answered the door nude?
And they're like, well, you're on the pineapple. Let's go.
Okay, I'll take my clothes off. Is it bony time?
Misdemeanor on Facebook says, God damn, I wish I would have discovered this show a long time ago.
Me too.
That's me too. But, Lummi, can I text you and my mom, Lummi?
Of course.
Like you, I'm going to group text my mom, you, and Ashley.
No problem.
And I'm just going to give you and have her, because she just wants to just munty on him.
Oh, no problem. And he loves people. I mean, all he does is just smile and laugh.
By the way, so I emailed Blitz some pictures.
Because I never got them, by the way.
You never did, buddy?
Nope.
But why are you just always mean to me?
I mean, Bubba, those pictures were awesome. I just don't know how to use them because I didn't actually get them. So, I mean, I don't know what do you want me to tell you? I didn't get the pictures.
I don't know if I fucking sent them to them.
Oh, no.
Well, they're not bad. No. I had a picture of me holding Walker, and I had a picture. Here, I screenshotted them. I had a picture of me holding Walker, and I had a picture of Tyler's sprint car, and I had a picture of, I just had just some Anna as E.T., here is one, Blitz. And you know how on Twitch you can put little pictures up there like the clonk, the...
Yeah, little like tiny little emotes.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't the Anna E.T. emote be so fucking cute?
You won't be able to tell what it is, though.
As long as it's not on iHeart.
You're trying to...
I'll put it up there, but you'll see. You won't be able to tell what it is. It'll be so small.
All right, well, I actually... Wow, goddamn.
But you didn't send me any of those.
Listen, I'm telling you right now, remember that back shot that I showed you guys? I look like a fucking gorilla. I swear to God, if that's not a gorilla back, what is?
Exactly.
I mean, look at that.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, gorilla back. I mean, he'll see it in a minute.
That is a pretty damn... I mean, listen, I'm 287 pounds. My back is fucking popping.
187 pounds of straight muscle.
Wait till you see... I mean, look at that. That's my back.
Oh, that looks so
good. What do you think about that? I mean, seriously.
Looks amazing. Oh, my God.
That's fucking humpback manatee right there is what that is.
What?
Humpback manatee.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Is that your goal?
But here was one of the pictures I was going to put.
That almost looks fake.
No.
Which is good. Like, it looks so good, it looks fake.
Yeah.
Listen, it looks like your head's, like, floating.
Lummi, there's one of the little email. I don't know if Blitz is going to be able to do any of this shit, but he's going to humor me and try. Look at that.
I will absolutely put them up. You won't even tell what any of them are.
All right, well, whatever. And then there's my guy getting after it with his 410, fucking sideways into turn one for the All-Stars. Blitz, aww. I actually had a picture. I was going to make my back, you know, an emote. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Bubba Ferrigno. You think that looks fake, Anna?
Which one?
The back
one. Yeah, it looks like your head is floating on just like a bed of muscle.
I'll take my fucking shirt off right now and show you.
Your 2X?
Maybe not. Hold on. And then this is one of my all-time favorite fucking pictures right here. We should sell these as EMTs. I'm telling you that right now.
EMTs.
Yeah.
EMTs.
Sell these motherfuckers as EMTs.
Absolutely sell it as EMTs. Oh,
my little man. My little man.
Sell these as EMTs.
Look at that. Tell me motherfuckers wouldn't buy that EMT. Fuck yeah. Lummi, look at that. He's like, I'm not afraid of you. My dad's a pussy, but I'm not afraid of you.
I'm not afraid of you.
I'll look at you all day. And then I was going to put one of my most favorite.
We should sell that as an EBT card.
This is an EMT all fucking day right here. You ever wanted Tyler Clem and Bubba Clem in one pick?
It's just, It's a little confusing because the pictures don't match with what you're talking about.
Right here. Look at this fucking pic. Right here. This is a beautiful pic. Look at that.
Oh, love that.
That's one of my favorite pics.
You and the bird.
Look at that. Hunter's like, Dad, I'm trying my ass off. I'm like, listen, you little fucker. Run it in there deeper, buddy. But, Dad, I'm fucking full throttle. I don't give a fuck.
Push it harder.
Push it harder. Fucking A.
That's a good picture.
That is a great picture. You can show his photos.
Anna, you don't believe that's my back?
No, I'll she's saying that one's photoshopped.
I'm looking at pictures like 30 seconds ago.
Right. And she does say that it would make a great EMT.
It would make a great
EMT. Fuck yeah. Well, is she like 50 of them? And EMT the fuck out of those motherfuckers. Yeah. Hard telling. Snoop Dogg made a whole bunch of money after the Super Bowl.
Sure
fucking EMTs.
EMTs, FTEs.
My God. That's what, I mean, listen, nobody, I can't understand EMTs, but I.
No
I mean,
one does.
But no, they talk in medical jargon and shit.
I know. Call 911 to find out.
They need to get on the fucking EMTs. Really.
Cheating.
Listen, I tell you, I hate you sometimes. You're
chicken.
You're a dick. God damn, you cook good chicken.
Good, isn't it?
Your chicken is like the moistest chicken. Like, if I cook chicken, it's dry.
It's really, so especially chicken breast, it's real hard to cook it and not dry it out.
Well, fuck.
Because
you literally have like a 30-second window where it goes from like really good and moist to fucking too dry.
You are the chicken cookingest motherfucker I have ever met, and I love you.
I love you too, Sponge.
How much gas did you leave for Anna in the truck?
I think she's got half to three quarters.
Fuck yeah,
246 miles.
Yeah. I'll take good care of Walter.
And she should, you know, when she returns it to at least half.
Of course.
Where she found it.
Yeah, of course.
And not run over fucking any Kit Kats.
It takes diesel, right?
Yeah, the green pump.
Oh, let me.
Can
now,
I put regular gas?
Yeah.
87?
Yeah, go ahead. 87 and up, cousin.
Beautiful.
A cheap shit.
Okay, great. You'll see it back in 2026.
Let's, I do have a little bit. So Lummy and I went back.
Okay.
And did some bonding. By the way, Blitz, I think that the main runway now is, I mean, the runway that goes over our studios.
It's back open, isn't it?
They're using it this morning. And
sure are.
It's not as bad when they're landing.
Right.
Because they're not fucking, they're not lighting the wick.
Mm-hmm.
But when they're taking off, man, they're full fucking throttle.
Yep.
I mean, they are full and they're pitched. I mean, they are fucking really hammered out.
They start turning right over us.
Yeah.
Or they start really fucking hammering down right over us. They just hammer down. Ah.
Oh,
right. So they're hammering down right now. But usually is on the NORAD channel. He can tell us exactly.
Oh, yeah, I've been watching it.
Are they just using it as overflow or is it main?
No, it's overflow. But it's been closed for like a month.
Oh, thank God. So Lummy and I are out there talking, bonding, looking at the goat shanty. Hopefully every Joe's brings his little trash deal.
Yep.
And Lummy goes, Bama, what? I got something to show you. Like, I don't want to see your cock. I'm like, no, come here. So we go up to the two spots. Blitz, have you seen this? The two spots that she parks in.
Yeah.
Pretty much exclusively, both have not a significant amount of fresh oil.
I told you. I went and looked during the break earlier today.
Yeah, there's fresh oil.
Yeah, no, I know.
On both of them. More on the left side than the right side.
The one closer to the gate has a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
So, Anna, your car is leaking oil. Now, where it's leaking oil from and why is what
probably
Chris P. has to find.
From the oil bag.
What? Oil bag.
I don't know. Oil's only in the oil tank, right?
Blitz. I don't think that little amount, but yet large amount, would come from a loose drain plug, because I think it would be more than that.
Right.
I think that
dribble.
That she may have, when she hit one of the concrete, as she calls it, Kit Kats, I think she may have either put a small hairline fracture in her oil pan or jarred it loose enough to maybe break the gasket. You know,
that's what I'm wondering.
Gaskets, I feel like that's not something you want to break.
No, they're not that big a deal.
Oh, they're not?
Your best case scenario would be that your oil pan gasket, or you got a small hairline crack in your oil pan. Blitz, what's a replacement 2010 Gus Camry oil pan cost?
I'm going to assume $100-$150
bucks.
That's
not bad.
With gasket kit.
Yeah, about that. I'm going to guess.
And the worst case scenario is I need a new engine /car.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Well, that's a lot of range.
But here is, but you get off on that, don't you?
Yeah, a little bit.
You kind of get off on the fact that it could be catastrophic And then you're almost like, will rub your snizz if it's only like $150.
Yeah, it's like, could be ingrown hair, could be cancer. Let's find out.
Right.
So are you
could
guys
be a
gonna...
pimple, could be herpes, right?
Right.
Something
yep.
like that.
Yep.
Are you guys going to change that here then? Like the oil, if it is an oil
gasket? Oh, fuck
gasket?
Yeah, we are. Hold on.
Well, I can't get over the bridge.
No, here's the official ruling. No, Bliss can put enough oil in there to get you over.
I have rope. We'll tow it.
Here's the official ruling.
Are you going to hitch me?
Yeah.
No, he's going to hitch you, all right.
Here's the official ruling, okay?
Okay. That chicken looks good.
If I caused the problem, then no, we're not working on it here.
Okay.
If I did not cause the problem, then yes. Don't you think, Blitz? Like, if I did
absolutely.
Not, then we
Why
absolutely
not?
Need to fix it here.
Yeah.
Because it's going to save you, you know, a lot of money.
Thank mm-hmm. you. I like saving money. It's one of my favorite things.
Is saving money?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me ask you a question. Have you been able to save a little bit working here?
Yes.
I mean, getting a little bonus here and
yes.
there, getting a little bony
yes,
time.
Yes, yes,
you've
yes.
been able to save a little bit.
Yes, thank you.
And I'm thinking about to Tyler, Anna, and Lummy giving a little bit of raises to.
Woohoo!
And Blitz a little bit of raise, but Blitz gets big and boy, but he gets big bonuses. He does. Mm. Let's just be honest.
Well, he deserves it.
He's big money, yep.
Oh, fuck yeah. He's the highest paid employee here.
Superstar.
Blitz makes 3 times more than I do. If you look at our W-2s.
Oh, shit, I gotta do taxes, too.
Blitz, what are you being all fucking coy for?
What do you mean?
Go sign with me, cousin.
Oh, okay, I don't like talking about finances on the air, sorry.
Oh, there's no amount. We're not gonna say that you make $286,000 a year, buddy, please.
$285,000.
No, it's really $270,000.
I'd have my own truck. I wouldn't be renting one all the time.
I bet, but we always know you're an embellishing, lying, carny motherfucker. But you know, I mean, you have, nobody ever probably thinks they get paid what they're worth, but you probably aren't really that mad about, like, you probably think it's fair or it's
yeah, I'm not mad
cool.
about it at all.
Right. Like, I mean, you know, you probably think
I,
it's
look,
pretty
I've,
cool.
I've always said, like, if I made $1 million a year, I'd still want to make 2.
Right.
So, like, I'm always going to want to make more.
This probably isn't your highest paying job.
No.
But it's probably top 5.
It's up there. Yeah, it's top 5.
And I guarantee you that it's the most fun.
Absolutely.
Now, I know I'm trying at times.
Yes.
But I've gotten better.
You
and,
have.
And deep down, you know, deep down that I fucking love you. Like, you're my brother.
Right. Same with me.
And we fight like brothers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But we can talk to each other like brothers, too. Mm-hmm. Be like, sometimes be like, fuck, Chris, I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, go suck a dick, brother.
No, I never say that. I'd be like, I know, but I'll be like, really? I mean, really, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
And then, like, we fucking work it out. We just right on the borderline of making out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
That turned.
Damn.
I couldn't make out with him. He's too tall.
Right.
Anna, when you guys make out, he's really going to have to be fucking Stretch Armstrong, bend at the knees.
I get up on a little ladder.
You do?
Yeah, I bring a step stool wherever I go.
You guys will never be able to 69. That won't match up. And I don't think you can doggy.
What?
Why not?
Why can't we doggy?
Yeah, because, why can't we doggy?
Because, why can't we doggy?
Because if he's on his knees and you're on your knees, his penis is going to be like on top of your spine.
Hmm.
You don't even anyway. You don't even match well, up.
What if like he stands on the side of the bed and I am like, you know.
That you might.
Yeah.
Ruff, ruff.
Like it's just like Wilbur or whatever it is.
He's going to have to do something.
What?
Wilbur. When they missionary, she's going to be at like his belly button.
Right.
Her face will be at his belly button when they mish.
That's all right.
Anyway, Blitz, some of those things on my phone, we needed to make EMZs. I'm just telling you that right now.
TMZs?
Make a TMZ.
Yeah.
Make part of the 30-mile zone.
So anyway, this fucking chicken, buddy.
What'd you
so
put on it,
Anna, here's what I think happened.
I put pecker sauce on it.
Seriously, there's this new rub, Lummy. This guy sent me this. In full disclosure, this guy makes these rubs.
Oh, it's really called
you
pecker
You going to plug
rub?
Him?
It really is called pecker.
Oh, pecker?
He makes these rubs for meats and chickens and stuff.
Called pecker rub?
Is it bent pecker rub?
It's fucking, I don't know.
It's a hard throbbing pecker rub?
But he sent them to me. He's like, hey, I know you like food. Just look at you. And you cook, and I go, oh, yeah, a little bit. And he goes, I'm going to send you all my rubs. They're award-winning rubs. And this motherfucker on the Food Channel endorses it. And this guy endorses it. And this motherfucker cooked with it.
What's so the rub
so
called?
So he sent me these big, all these rubs. Blitz has been rubbing with it and says it's pretty damn good shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to talk about, I'm going to start introducing these rubs on the show here. So,
and it's a dry rub, right? So you just, you don't have to like marinate it in a plastic bag?
No, just dry rub. It's dry rub.
Nice.
I don't know when you Blitz doing it.
I told you yesterday, probably by your birthday.
Why not on Blitz's birthday? Or Tom B's birthday?
Maybe it will. I don't know.
Nancy Pelosi's birthday.
Time will tell. I don't like to rush
these things.
We need to
celebrate Nancy Pelosi's birthday somehow.
Are you going to be like a Marilyn Monroe? Happy birthday to... Will you do that on Blitz's birthday, May 26th?
Didn't I do it last year?
Wait, when's her birthday?
No, you went obnoxious and I had to put a wig on. And...
Yeah.
I like Lemmy doing it better.
What's his birthday, May 26th? Will you do it?
On his birthday, May 26th? Yeah, I'll do it on May 26th. His birthday.
Like a happy birthday. Hey. Yeah.
How about we do it like on Nancy Pelosi's birthday? It comes up a lot sooner than mine. Obviously.
Tom Bean Blitzes, you know, that deal.
Yeah, when is that?
Happy birthday, May 20 motherfucking 6th.
Oh.
Mr. Blitz K. Chris P. When you're having an outburst, happy birthday. And the card says, wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. They slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Free doggy tonight, baby.
Debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with Debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
But only if we match up, right?
Yeah. Shut up, Jose Ruiz. If I want to smack on a mic, I will, bitch. It's my show. By the way, my shirt.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's 2X. Just telling you.
Looks good as hell.
As far as what you dreamed of being.
Anna, I wish you could see my back. You'd fucking, it pops. My back pops. You think that's a fucking Photoshopped Willie?
I mean, it looks so good that it's Photoshopped, honestly. Your head looked like it was just floating there.
My head's always floating there. I mean, but I do have, I do. Don't you think I do kind of look like a gorilla from behind?
Yeah.
And from the front.
I didn't say that.
Look at my hand. I got hot dogs. That's a gorilla. If you'd see that guy right there, that's a motherfucking gorilla.
You got crazy traps, that's for sure.
And I train my traps almost every day.
Traps are like up to your ears. Oh, dear God.
I got to go to the doctor today. God damn, look at that. I mean, for real.
Amazing.
Does my back really look that good?
Yes. It does.
Fuck. What? What? Anyway, Otto, there's oil. They're standing.
Absolutely good as fuck.
My traps look absolutely good as fuck.
That's fuck.
Are those really my traps? Is that a filter?
That's a Photoshop.
Is that a motherfucking filter?
Looks amazing.
So, Anna, here's what you did. I think you...
Oh, no.
I think she jarred her oil pan.
Okay.
Jarring doesn't sound that serious.
It's really not that big a deal.
Yeah, I just scared him.
Now, if it's a gasket issue, it's really not a big deal. If it's a cracked pan, more so of a big deal.
Okay.
But not a big deal.
But you don't think it's like a transmission alternator?
No, it's not a transmission alternator. Here's what we're most worried about. The damage that you did while driving it and these sounds potentially that you said that's been making. That's...
Yeah, that's what worries me the most.
Yeah.
Like, by far.
So, for real, like, the Blitz knows there's a small little oil on... Blitz knows it's got some oil.
Yeah.
And going to pick you up today. So, we know that it's not dry, but you are making sounds as if the motor was starving for oil and it's grinding metal on metal. If that's the case, honest to God, sister girl, you are fucked. No, for real. Like you need to. We need to sell. We need to put some slick 50 in that. Fill it up with some fucking STP motor oil. Hopefully, it'll start Blitz and sell and fucking trade it in. Right?
Yeah.
Jack it up. Fix whatever leak. Like if it's just the leak that we're fixing, Anna, no problem.
But if
the leak caused internal motor damage, main bearing, cam. You know, rod.
Car's really expensive right now.
Yeah, but you can get a lot of money from your trade-in.
Yeah, but hold on. You don't want to fuck. You don't want a car payment. You just don't.
Hold on, Bubba. She still has one.
I have one.
Hold on.
She doesn't own Gus outright.
You don't?
No.
What?
You're just renting Gus?
How much do you owe on Gus?
About $5,000.
How much did you pay for him?
About six.
No. Shut up.
Holy
shit. How long have you had Gus? How long have you had him?
Nine. I got him on January 2nd, 2019, so 3 years.
And you killed him.
You killed him in three years?
You killed him.
No, I didn't.
We can find the day that you ran over there.
I didn't kill him! He's just a little sick. No, he's fine.
That oil is 3 days
old.
Here's
the difference. Does he have... Did he crack a rib, or does he have a fucking heart attack? Because that's what we're talking here.
Okay, well, we don't know yet.
If he cracked a rib, we can fix it. If he had a fucking stroke.
Widowmaker.
He's done.
He had a stroke, and we fix him.
He's going to come back.
Talking like people had strokes.
Yeah, I'm Gus.
I'm Gus,
and I can only go 42 miles an hour. I used to be able to go 86. Now I can only go 42.
The side of my mouth
is stuck like this, too.
Left side.
Hi, I'm Gus. My left turn signal's on the entire time. My right turn signal won't work, and I can only go 48 miles an hour.
He only makes left turns.
Then
I can race at your track.
Yeah.
It only goes left, left, left.
Wow. Yeah. Are you freaked out?
No.
By the way, Blitz, I feel so much better about my moped because while Lummy and I... Lummy, did you send that video to...
Yes, I did.
To Anna?
Yes,
which
I did.
Which one? Okay.
Did you get it up, bitch?
No, I didn't see it until now.
Come on, Anna.
Oh, my God. Hold on.
Bubba fucking just straight money that...
Blitz, I tried to blow it up.
I thought you had a wet dry vac running.
So that was fucking...
I tried to blow it up.
He tried to gus it up.
So I got my black moped, the one that fouled today, and I could barely make back.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, fuck it. You know, I do have a confession, and I hope Tyler's not mad at me.
Yeah, my confessions.
Okay.
So, Blitz... I got home, when I got this thing back before I went to the Clem Gym, I'm like, you know what, I'm going to check the gas in it. So I checked it, and it was it did have a half a tank of gas in it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, maybe the gas is bad. So I went and got some of Tyler's 114.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, put race gas in it.
I put fucking race gas in it.
All right.
That won't hurt it, will it, Blitz? For real? No. Not mixed with oil.
Okay.
You think it could hurt it?
So
well, it sounds. I mean, it sounds like $1 million right now.
It
so
sure
what?
Does.
Will 114 blow it?
Probably not. Like, if you mix it 50-50, you're probably fine.
There was 87, you know, half of a tank was 87, and the other half was 114. So I'm thinking it might be like,
hold on,
you know.
You're using 87 in your mopeds?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
I think they're tuned for either non-ethanol Rec 90 or 93.
All right, well, I'll.
I would only use Rec 90 in this.
How about I start using some HRC Sunoco 114?
We can try it, but it might lean it out or something. And
how about I put 87 and mix with 114?
You need to get Rec 90.
All right, how about I get some motherfucking Rec 90?
There you go. Perfect.
Right. So, Jesus, don't get mad. I borrowed about 2 gallons of your race gas, okay?
All right.
Appreciate it.
It sounded good, though.
Two gallons?
Yeah.
But you said you mix it 50-50.
Well, isn't it a 3-gallon tank?
Are they that much?
I don't know. I think they're actually 2 gallons, and I think I used a gallon of his. So, Anna, is it on our Instagram?
Yes, it's up.
So, Blitz, here's what I understand. This moped that you saw gave
Isn't it a 3-gallon tank?
Oh, hold on.
Are they that much?
I don't know. I think they're actually 2 gallons, okay. And I think I used a Vortex Willy. All right. So, now, this morning, this motherfucker almost stranded me, and it sounded like a fouled plug. So, Blitz, me and Lummy were back here talking to the goat, so I'm like, fuck it. Let me see if it even starts, right? Mm-hmm. So then it started, kind of gurgled down a little bit, and then I full throttled it, and it just fucking
got some of that fucking fresh 114, that sumbitch.
Well, I was like, I'm going to try to blow this motherfucker up. Now, do you think me getting on it would bog it down, or do you think it might be cleared out now? Here it is, right here. Hold on.
Put on the other screen.
I don't give a fuck if it blows. After what it
did. Oh, okay. You had the tire spinning too?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that'll fuck the transmission up too.
It will?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I had it going like, it was probably going 100.
Oh, yeah, that'll fuck
check us out. Wide fucking open. Doesn't sound like any problems to me.
Now, is that giant oil leak under it from it or from something else?
Oh, it's from a lot of different things.
Yeah, I there wasn't anything dripping.
Sounds good.
Listen, I just got it fucking gorilla cranked, too. Look. I thought it was going to let loose at any time.
I thought you had a wet dry vac going off.
Well, when I first started videoing it, I thought it was going to.
Straight white trash right there, kid.
What are you trying to do exactly?
Clear it out. Make sure it works.
Clear out what? The exhaust? It smells like burn. Oh, no. Oh, God. Nothing.
Hello?
We can't play this.
I gotta get copyright. Or is it bad? Is it bad?
No, it just we'll get copyright Willie.
It's Amazing
copyright
Grace. Kind of creepy.
Exactly.
Odd.
Let's get the fuck out of here. I got to go to the doctors. Anna has to drive my truck to her house. Blitz got to drive to her house. Mm-hmm. Diagnose her problem.
And then, yeah,
and then
her
fix
home.
Her car.
Then
yeah.
fix her car. If he fixes else. Gus, is he getting some snizz?
Some snizz?
Yeah, snacks.
I'll buy lunch.
Lummy, just don't fucking yell out what snizz is.
Sorry.
You got to lead to the imagination of the Liz.
Yeah, don't just be like, oh, it means pussy.
Thank you, Crispy. Sorry. Blitzer will be pounding later.
Sand.
He'll be pounding sand. pounding the din out of her fucking oil pan.
Yeah.
Stupid kick hat. Didn't even see it.
Or the curb that you drove over.
Or the curb that I didn't even see.
For a mile.
Oops. I just want a text, if you could, to let me know.
Okay.
If it's my fault or not. And if it's not my fault, Anna, fuck off. And all the people that said it's my fault.
I never said it was. I didn't even think it was you.
She never blamed you. No. Like, privately when she was telling me, she never said it was you at all.
Didn't even occur to me, because you changed my oil, 5 weeks ago?
Yeah.
70% of Chad pretty much blamed Bubba.
Uh-huh. We'll see. And every one of those motherfuckers are going to say they're sorry tomorrow. I ain't doing a show.
Oh, no.
Well.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Bye.